This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up this week, YouTube relaunches YouTube Music as a music streaming service, much like Spotify or Apple Music. Can the unit of Alphabet Inc. persuade people to pay a monthly fee for an unlimited supply of music? We'll talk about it, but first, these tech headlines. A trade group representing news organizations has raised concerns in a letter to Facebook, ones that say that its rules on political ads are overly broad. The News Media Alliance, whose nearly 2,000 members include The Wall Street Journal's parent Dow Jones & Company, The Washington Post, and many small papers. The alliance says Facebook's rules would cause ads that promote news stories to be lumped with political messaging. Facebook's new guidelines, which will go into effect later this month, comes amid the successive revelations related to alleged Russian election interference and the improper accessing of data on its users. PayPal agrees to buy European fintech startup iZettle AB for about $2.2 billion, a move that would catapult it into hundreds of thousands of brick-and-mortar retailers around the world. The acquisition is the largest in PayPal's history and sets it up for a showdown with Jack Dorsey's Square Inc. Dorsey's company built a payments business catering to millions of small businesses with physical locations that PayPal historically overlooked. And Uber's chief product officer, Jeff Holden, leaves the company after a 4-year stint that included the development of the company's carpool service. He also oversaw its flying taxi initiative. Oversight of the Elevate flying taxi project will fall to Eric Allison. Uber, meanwhile, continues its efforts to build out its executive ranks, including a financial chief, chairman, and 3 other board seats. Coming up, YouTube enters the streaming music game this week with YouTube Music. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. In what seemed like a long time coming, YouTube is set to launch a new music streaming service, aptly named YouTube Music. Starting Tuesday, you have the option for an ad-supported version of the service. That one's free, or you can go ad-free for $9.99 a month. Let's get more. Joining us now on the line from Los Angeles is music industry reporter for the Journal, Ann Steele. Welcome.
Hi.
So in every restructuring of YouTube or what have you, I always wonder if that one constant issue I think all of us have gone through at one point or another, when you're listening to music via YouTube and you forget you can't minimize it and it cuts off your song. I know this is a shot in the dark, but are those days over, Anne?
Those days are not over.
Oh.
YouTube, you know, as you described, listening to a video and trying to minimize it or click away and still hearing that song is how most people actually listen to music. Yeah. So that's definitely not going away. What YouTube is rolling out here is another attempt at a subscription service that will be primarily audio driven. So that is a bit of a departure for this company that's obviously is known for being synonymous with videos.
And like you said, this is basically the way a huge amount of people consume music. Do you find this, in covering the music industry, how true do you find this to be?
Yeah, so actually, according to IFPI, which is sort of the international trade organization for all of the music labels worldwide, more music listening happens on YouTube than all subscription streaming services combined.
Wow.
So, yes, and it's, you know, twice as much, actually. So the issue that the music industry has with this is that the payout from those streams is a fraction of what it is on subscription services. So, you know, they estimate that artists and labels get about $1 annually in revenue per YouTube user compared with $20 a year per Spotify subscriber.
You know, you started to get into how YouTube has had this rocky relationship with the music industry. Talk about how that might have delayed things and how that might prove to be a challenge.
Yeah, so this is definitely a response to what the labels have been asking for a long time. And that's a commitment by YouTube to getting people to pay for this music, in other words, subscriptions. So they've tried this a few times in the past, and now there's sort of this confusing set of offerings at YouTube that I think a lot of people probably don't even know about. There's YouTube Red and there's Google Play Music. There's already been a few new introductions and relaunches and different iterations of various services that they offer, both ad-supported and subscription. So what we're seeing this time around is a rebrand of YouTube Red, and it's going to be called YouTube Music Premium.
You have heavyweights in this game like Spotify and Apple already taking up a lot of space. You speak to a lot of music industry experts. What's the general sentiment like in terms of the prognosis here?
That's the big question mark right now. So the hope is that they will succeed and actually get more people to pay for music. And that's kind of what everyone wants, you know, not only from an artist and label side, because obviously this is how they make more money, but even from a music streaming services side as well. You know, at this point, everyone still agrees that, you know, you don't want just one sort of player in this system. We need a lot of people kind of introducing services and getting more people used to the idea of streaming music.
Wall Street Journal reporter Anne Steele, thanks.
Thank you.
That's it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.